I'm going to take this time right now to explain to all my cuckolds why I have to fuck big, well-hung men. I'm sure that the lot of my cuckolds are very nice men, fine, upstanding citizens in their community. But the truth is, your body is not built to satisfy a goddess like me. And I say this because I have tried to fuck small-dicked men, and it was met with much failure. Mostly I was unsatisfied, but the truth is, the cuckolds were crushed. Their little dicks could not keep up with my needs, my sexual desires. They were inadequate. They didn't last very long. They generally would come quite quickly. And then there's the whole physical aspect of the fucking process. See, I get so animated, so into fucking like a real Italian woman should, of course, that I will squeeze my lover with my thighs. I will grind my body against him until I reach orgasmic bliss. And quite truthfully, a cuckold man can't handle that rough sex. Why do you think I fuck athletes? It's not just an aesthetic reason, it's actually a physical reason. Because these athletes use their body for a living. They are trained machines that know every inch of their muscular body and how to use it. If they're that powerful on the field, you could just imagine what their sexual prowess would be. Plus, they have the stamina to go several hours fucking a hot-blooded woman like me. And cuckolds. You guys can't even last 10-15 minutes on the phone with me. Let alone fuck me. And don't forget, I'm an athletic woman, so I like to run, jog, Pilates and yoga once in a while. So I too know how to use every inch of my feminine curves to drive you insane. And cuckolds, we're not built with sex in mind. They're good for other things. Being submissive, being a slave, doing whatever it is I want. You're just not built that way. You're built for things that are menial, tedious, time-consuming, and otherwise boresome work. The men that I fuck were graced with the body of a god, with the athletic and sexual prowess that I, a cuckoldress, needs. And we're not even talking about the damage that I could inflict on an athletic man, a man that is very strong, like a real, true Italian woman. I like to scratch. I like to bite. I like to grab. Sometimes I need it a little rough, too, to get off. I want to have my hair pulled, my ass spanked. And that's all while fucking me by penetrating me over and over again. I need extra things to get off. Yeah. And truth is, a short, wimpy, white cuckold does not fit the image that I have in mind of the kind of man that would be allowed to do such things to me. You can't handle it. Your hand would get numb in 2 minutes. You'd be complaining that your hand hurt. You just can't handle me. And that's why women have to cuckold you. And it's not necessarily your fault. It's just the way you were born. You were born a cuckold, a small-dicked, physically inferior, white male that will be forever forced to submit to superior women, such as myself. The only thing that really gets you off is your hand. And really, truthfully, that's all you need. Why should I have to subject myself to inferior sex If I truly need more, and I do, then I need to find the right tool for the job. It's very important using the right equipment for such sexual needs. And truthfully, you just don't have that equipment. Yes, you can go out and buy replacements. Dildos, but you can't even handle that. And again, I don't think it's quite fair that be the case. That's why cuckolds have other things in my life that they can do to be of service to me. Just ask my hubby, the cream pie cleaner. It's so humiliating to watch these physically superior men come in to do a job that you are supposed to be able to do. But one day your wife told you she was tired of faking it and lying about it. Lying about the sex and how good you were, but also the fact that she'd been screwing around on your back. That's how it always starts. It always starts that way. That's what I did to my husband. For 3 months, I didn't tell him I was having an affair with one of my ex-black lovers. He kind of found out when Mike was in the shower. And I had just come out of the shower. There was a strange car parked in the driveway. Oh, from my husband's vantage point. And he was on his way home, so he pulled in. Hear the shower running. He saw me walk by in a towel. Oh, that was a long conversation, and I had to prove to him what it was I liked most about Mike's black dick. But for 3 months, I would have secret rendezvous with Mike, and I wouldn't tell my husband. I left him guessing what I might be doing. I stopped fucking him for weeks, months at a time. In fact, truthfully, I only really fuck him twice a month or twice a year. Not even twice a month, my goodness, twice a year. That's once every 6 months. Huh. It's his birthday gift and our anniversary gift. But of course, I do have to fuck my black studs before I let him have sloppy seconds. Cuckolds are meant for this kind of thing. It's best that you understand that it's nothing personal, although it is. It's just your physical makeup. You're not able to handle one like me. You wouldn't be able to handle it when I squeeze your hips with my thighs. When I bounce up and down on a big dick, getting myself off. Cuckolds aren't meant for it. You come too quickly. You don't have nearly enough cum, and your dick's too small. So it's best that we find another way to fulfill our relationship. And I'll have this big black one take care of just my sexual needs. Heck, I'll even let you stick around and see what happens to my pussy after he fucks me, satisfies me, and fills me up. In fact, if you do a good job, I might let you clean him up. And like I said, cuckolds do everything but to fuck me and fulfill me sexually. Clean up is considered something else. And if you can clean it out of my pussy, don't you think you have the same capacity to use your mouth on him to clean up the mess? The mess that your wife made while getting off on that black, sticky dick. I know it's a secret fantasy that you've been harboring for years. In one of your drunken stupors years ago, you confessed that in college, you put your mouth on another college guy's dick. Wasn't he some jock? Yeah, exactly. Oh, you forgot you told me that. Well, I didn't forget that you told me, and I was just saving it for moments like this to remind you if you can do it once. You should do it twice. And I promise, his cock is so beautifully sticky that you won't mind licking it up. See, now that you're a cuckold, I've trained you to appreciate other aspects. Things that you can participate in after I fuck my black studs. You're just a cuckold. You can't handle fucking a real woman like me. I'm built for something bigger, something better than your little dick could ever provide. And I know that's really humiliating to hear, but it is something I need to explain to you. From now on, you're only allowed to hump your hand, and you really shouldn't be doing it that often. I know some of you really like to hump your hand, or as some of you call it, having sex with your fist. Ugh. Whatever. You're masturbating, you're pleasuring yourself, but you're not fucking me because you're just not built for it. You're built for the aspects after I have sex. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to watching your wife, girlfriend, or just a hot woman like me having sex with better lovers. They just look aesthetically better. They're physically built. They have muscles in every aspect of their athletic body. Their ass, their thighs, their ripped abs. Oh, and those big, strong arms. They can physically handle whatever sexual gratification I need at that moment. Biting, scratching, grabbing, pulling, squeezing you until I get myself off. Just the thought of it right now gets you excited. Just the thought of watching a larger man fucking me makes your little dick rock hard. Throbbing rock hard too, I'd guess. And that's why you get to stay home tonight fucking your little fist while I go out on a date with a real man. A real man with a real cock that can really take care of me. And I do remember your vows being that you would make me happy. The least you can do is step aside and let me take out my sexual frustrations on one of these athletic guys. They're built for punishment. Using their bodies as a tool, I'm going to get off on them. And if you're lucky, you'll get to watch me getting off again. And again. And again until I'm satisfied. You're just a cuckold. You're just a cuckold who wants to watch a superior woman like me fuck my brains out on an athletically well-endowed black man. Because it's so taboo. But yet it's what I need, it's what I crave. And a cuckoldress always gets what she craves. It's the cuckold that's left with sloppy seconds. That's right, boys. Sloppy seconds is all that you're good for. Teasing, denying, dressing you up, forcing you to suck cock, forcing you to clean us all up. Although, to be honest, in the end, we won't really have to force you. You'll be crawling over on all fours with your tongue sticking out and your eyes closed, begging for a drop of that beautiful, magic fuck cream that he made using nothing but his cock and stirring my pussy. That cream is as sweet as the sweetest nectar of a bee, sweeter than any honey you've ever tasted before, and once you get a taste, you won't be able to stop. You're a cuckold. I'm the collectress. Enjoy that masturbation, boy.